got 40 down to 43% of the House and 47% of the Senate. That's 80 of Congress. Eisenhower, down to 30 feet, started out 51% of the House and 50% of the Senate. And he got down to 35% of the House and 34% of the Senate. Kennedy had 59% of the House, 67% of the Senate. Johnson will have 58% of the House, 64% of the Senate. That was from 68 to 58. In the past 40 congressional elections since 1888, the President's party has had an average of 54% of the House and 55% of the Senate, compared to our 58 and 64. He's well above the average support in the Senate with 64% and above in the House of 58. In 20 of the past 40 Congresses, the President's party was below the average strength of 54 in the House.
You don't know what statements they've made, though, on taxes and things like that?
No. We lost, of the 44 new ones, about 38 of them voted with us 80% of the time.
Yeah.
And we re-elected 22 of them.
Yeah.
We lost 16 of them. The Republicans elected, in the main, they tell me, will be moderate Republicans and not extreme ones, because they were trying to, they're the Romney vintage. He picked up five, and Rhodes picked up five. And Iowa won't be so good, they had four. We lost in four states. We didn't lose New York. The only one in New York was for a new seat, the O'Brien seat. But all the Resnicks and all the Hanleys and all of the Wolfies and everything else, we won.
They will be won.
Yeah. Yeah, Tinsley. I went to all those districts and we had a hell of a good crowd, and they said Resnick didn't have a chance, but he won well. In a Republican district, we held those. We held them in Pennsylvania. They told me Vigorita didn't have a chance, but it did. We held everything in Illinois. They thought we'd be in a hell of a shape. We lost only one. It was a very close Sisler. We lost two in Texas. One is the new River Oaks district. Houston is always a Republican district. But Bush is a very progressive Republican. He's the son of the senator from Connecticut.
And the fellow's taking Walter Rogers' district.
And he is a conservative Republican, and that, but there ain't going to be much difference between he and Rob Walter.
No, not much.
And so we lost five in Ohio, and five in Michigan, and four in Iowa, and three in California. So that's 17, 18 right there. Most of the other places, we lost two in Virginia, two in Texas, and a few other states we lost one or two. Two in Wisconsin that we never had the right. We have no right to Iowa congressmen. None to the two in Wisconsin. None to Ohio. We don't belong to have those Ohio congressmen.
No.
Now what we've got to do, this will help you. Help me in some respects. We just don't have to have these new programs and these far-reaching innovations now, and it gives us a good excuse.
Excellent excuse.
We just say, well, we seriously consider anything that you can show us, and you go make your poll.
this
it will. Yes, it will.
Now, I've got a list that they sent down to me. Actually, there's some surprises in it, yeah, but I think on the whole we did exceedingly well.
Well, they had me scheduled. They wanted me to go to Boston and to Detroit and to California to Idaho and to Oregon. I looked at the 12 places they want me to go, 11 of them were losers. Wouldn't I have been in pretty shape now if If I'd have been out speaking myself hoarse, sick, in all those places, I wound up with every goddamn one of them like it did wind up in Edmond, Illinois with Douglas. And I pulled so Douglas couldn't win. McCormick couldn't win. And
no way he could win.
No way in the world. You couldn't Reagan. You couldn't wait with a lead pencil. And then... Okay, I just wanted to talk to you, and I'll call you when I get back out of the hospital and you get your girl and come down here and visit us.
All right, now, one thing I think just would be nice if you'd do it. Let me suggest it. We had a big shock here in our station. Most of Jim Trumbull.
Yeah, sure did.
If you'd call him or send him a wire or something. Somebody send him a wire, brother. Yeah, I've already done it. He was your good friend.
He sure was. He's a wonderful fellow. Was it a close race?
Got beat by about 10,000 votes, looks like.
I'll be damned. That was real bad.
It was the Rockefeller sweep of the state. It was really a sweep. Here in Pulaski County, almost 2-1.
Huh.
And Little Rock.
Huh.
Here at Fort Smith and here at Hot Springs. Places like that. Fat and big. Swept this fella in. I think the fella's a one-term congressman, but Jim won't come back.
No, he's sick.
Sick and his age is against him.
Hey, he's a wonderful man. I'll do that, Wilbur, and thank you for thinking of it.
Fine.
Bye.
Bye.